Good afternoon. My name is Mark Cotton. I'm the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Michigan. With me today is Acting Assistant Special Agent in Charge at FBI Michigan, Pete Ellis. I'll make a few comments. Pete will make a few comments as well, and then I'm happy to take a few questions. This past June, we charged Sean Petula of Pickford, Michigan, with three counts involving threatening communications. As we alleged, Petula used the social media platform Instagram to talk about his plans to commit a mass shooting that would kill Jewish people while live streaming the event. In the course of those communications, he demonstrated neo-Nazi ideology, anti-Semitism, and a glorification of other past mass shooters, including the Christchurch shooter from New Zealand, who in 2019 killed over 50 people. We know from subsequent investigation that he was focusing his planning on a specific Jewish synagogue in East Lansing, Congregation Shari Zedek. Today in court, just behind me, just a few moments ago, Sean Petula pled guilty to a charge of transmitting a threat in interstate communication. The judge accepted that plea and adjudicated him guilty and scheduled him for sentencing on March 4th of 2024. I want to just say something quickly about this case and then about the larger threat environment that we're in at the moment as well. First of all, about this case, I just want to emphasize that the law enforcement process worked exactly like we want it to work. FBI learned about this threat early. They moved very swiftly to investigate. The social media company Meta was cooperative, and within 3 days of learning about this threat, FBI, along with several of our other partners up in the Upper Peninsula, were arresting Sean Petula so that we could charge him. Thank God that we were in a situation where we prevented a possible atrocity rather than being in a situation to respond to one. And I just want to say thank you to all of our law enforcement partners, including the Chippewa County Sheriff's Office, and then especially FBI Michigan, who is lead on this. You know, FBI did in this case what they do time and time again across our state. They protected people very carefully, but also very, very swiftly. In terms of the larger threat environment that we're in right now, you know, this is a tense moment because of situation that is happening overseas. We know that there has been a spike in threats against members of the Jewish community, members of the Muslim community, members of the Arab community as well. And we have seen a spike in anti-Semitism going well beyond these current events, certainly into the past year. FBI released its crime data back in a couple weeks ago for 2022, and from 2021 to 2022, it showed a 26% increase in the number of anti-Semitic hate incidents, the largest increase of any category. We're leaning into this. We have been in active communication with rabbis, imams, other leaders of the affected communities and well. And I will just reiterate that we will show zero tolerance for hate-fueled acts of violence and threats of violence against anybody based on their race, their ethnicity, their religion. With that, I just want to lastly say, certainly if you are experiencing a hate-filled incident, you want to report it, you can always call 1-800-FBI. Obviously, if there is any type of imminent threat, you should call 911. And with that, I will turn it over to Pete Ellis, who is the Acting Assistant Special Agent in Charge at FBI Michigan. Pete?
Great. Thank you, Mr. Totten, and thank you, everyone, for being here. Also want to start off by saying thanks, and thanks to our law enforcement partners and federal agencies, including the Chippewa County Sheriff's Office and Prosecutor's Office, as well as the U.S. Attorney's Office, and the men and women of the FBI who acted quickly to prevent Mr. Petula from falling through on his threats. And our number one priority is prevention and disruption to protect the community. And I urge the community as well, because a lot of things do go underreported as well, to report this. You can report this to our law enforcement, local law enforcement, the FBI. We also have the one area called FBI, but also FBI.gov. We also have many offices throughout the U.S. so you can report this to as well. And I want to thank, you know, especially thank the community as well, because in this instance, it was reported to us, we received the information, This is a great example how law enforcement, both federal and local partners, work really well together to be able to, we identified this individual, Mr. Patilla, very quickly. We prevented him. Right away, we prevented anything from him falling through on those actions. We disrupted him. We were able to arrest him in a very short period of time. Again, I want to thank you, everybody, as well. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so in this case, we were able to reach a plea agreement. As we said today, Sean Petilla pled guilty to count two. Count one was another similar charge on the same statute. Count three was different. It involved threatening communications where there's a threat to kill or harm using fire or explosives. You know, I can say in this case that we anticipate the recommended sentencing guidelines range, which a judge will use for every sentencing of this kind, we anticipate that it will be the same regardless of us making that move. And for us, it gives us, you know, it gives everybody really the certainty of what's going to happen here, and us the certainty of a conviction.
Could you tell us where the initial tip that led to this case kind of stemmed from? Where did you guys find that information or obtain those messages?
You know, that investigation continues to be ongoing, and that's not something that I can speak to right now. Certainly, as you know, Mr. Ellis mentioned, we get communications from any number of places, and we always welcome that information to help us protect people in the public.
And this case obviously clearly stemmed from threats of anti-Semitism, but as you mentioned, you know, we're in this moment where we're also seeing rise in Islamophobic threats as well. You know, to that point, you know, you mentioned some numbers when it comes to anti-Semitic threats. Can you kind of elaborate on the extent to which we're also seeing a rise in Islamophobic threats as well?
Yeah, you know, I mentioned the specific statistics about the rise in anti-Semitism just because it was the single biggest leap in the FBI crime stats for last year. I don't have specific stats, but certainly we are seeing an increase in threats based on Islamophobia, based on an anti-Arab bias as well. And, you know, my job here in the Western District of Michigan, working with many of our partners, especially the FBI, is to just protect people from all aspects of life. And so, you know, we're going to take every threat seriously. We're going to track it down. We encourage the public, if they're experiencing anything that feels like a hate incident, to please let us know. It really is important that we know about that. And I can guarantee you that every one of those reports gets tracked down. You know, I'm actually not sure of the current status of that. I'm happy to follow up on that if you'd like, but I'm not sure at this time.
Yeah, I would love to know if you guys are able to get that information. I understand there's probably some barriers there with it.
Yeah, it would be tough to share that information because it is foreign information, but I can see what we can find out, how much we can actually share.
Any other questions? Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Is there anything else you guys want to add just about how you're feeling about this case? I feel like it's a lot of times we see these instances and it's after the fact, you know, lives have been taken, people have been injured. I think it's a little more rare that we see these things stop before we started. Can you talk to me about that, how you're feeling now that he's pled guilty this morning?
You know, I feel really good about where we stand right now. You know, as you just mentioned, it can be difficult to appreciate when you prevent something from happening. Everybody sees when some atrocity happens, they see how awful it is. And yet, when you prevent something from happening or potentially happening, it can be harder to appreciate what didn't happen. And you know, this is exactly where we want to be. Is we want to be disrupting and preventing and not responding to any kind of atrocity. And so, again, like the law enforcement system worked exactly like it did. But I will say we're on alert. You know, we're watching. We are seeing a spike in these cases. We have another case we're prosecuting against defendant Nathan Whedon that involved painting anti-Semitic symbols on synagogue Temple Jacob up in Hancock, Michigan. And you know, we're staying alert, and we're in close communication with leaders of many of the affected communities as well, because we want them to know that we're paying attention and we care.
All right, thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.